Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 36 of our 50 days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 36, Yeshua, Savior. Luke 2:11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah the Lord. The Hebrew for Savior is Yasha. It means a deliverer or savior, Greek soter, corresponding to the Hebrew Moshiach, which means anointed or Moshiach, which is another form of the word Hoshea, and is related to Yeshua's own name. The word soter is first used in the New Testament in Luke 1:47, where it refers to God, i.e. the Father. Here it refers to Yeshua as having functions which are exclusively God's. A study of the word Yasha, save, in the Tanakh reveals several senses in which it is used in connection with God. First, God saves Israel, Exodus 14:30. His people, 2 Samuel 3:18, from the hand of our enemies, 1 Samuel 4:3, and he promises to save them also from their uncleanness, Ezekiel 36:29. He saves afflicted ones, Psalm 18:28. And those of contrite spirit, Psalm 34:19. The children of the needy, Psalm 72:4. The poor from the sword, Job 5:15. And the humble, Job 22:29. He saves not with sword and spear, 1 Samuel 17:47, but with his right hand, Psalm 138:7. In his mercy, Psalm 31:17, and for the sake of his own name, Psalm 106:8. He can save directly, 1 Samuel 10:17, and through a human agent such as King Jeroboam, 2 Kings 14:27. And in one instance, the credit is given to the angel of his presence, Isaiah 63:9. In conclusion, salvation may be from the outward enemies or inward uncleanness, sins, and it may apply to a people or to an individual. Thus the New Testament, which uses the word soter 24 times and the related verb sozo, save, 44 times, builds on the foundation already established in the Tanakh. When inquiry is made as to whether someone is, quote, saved, the question has roots in the Tanakh as well as the New Testament. Again, the Greek soter means savior, deliverer, preserver. Acts 5:31, this one God exalted at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and removal of sins. Acts 13:23, from this man's seed, in keeping with his promise, God brought to Israel a savior, Yeshua. Ephesians 5:23, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Messiah also is head of his community, himself the savior of the body. Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven, and from there we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an emissary of Messiah Yeshua, by the command of God, our Savior and Messiah Yeshua, our hope. 1 Timothy 2:3, this is good and pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior. 1 Timothy 4:10, for to this end we work hard and strive. We have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who trust. 2 Timothy 1:10, but now has been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Messiah Yeshua. Indeed, he nullified the power of death and brought life and immortality to the light through the good news. Titus 2:10, not stealing, but showing all good faithfulness, so that they may do credit to the teaching about God, our Savior, in everything. Titus 2:13, we wait for the blessed hope and appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Messiah, Yeshua. Titus 3:4, but when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, not by deeds of righteousness which we have done ourselves, but because of his mercy, he saved us, through the mikvah of rebirth and renewing of the Ruach HaKodesh. 2 Peter 1:11, for in this way entering into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Messiah Yeshua will be richly provided for you. Again, this word is used of both God and his Messiah, who is God's medium of salvation to men. Yahweh saves in the Tanakh. Yeshua functions as Yahweh as Savior in Apostolic Scriptures. He was the Savior in the Tanakh, and he is the Savior in the New Covenant as well. Every day he is our Savior to deliver us from the hands of the evil one, protect us on our journey home. Job 5:15, but he saves the needy from the sword of their mouth and from the clutches of the mighty. Psalm 27, now I know that Adonai saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. Psalm 37:40, Adonai helps them and delivers them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Again, the word Yasha means to save, be delivered, be liberated, to save from moral troubles, and to give victory to. Exodus 14:30, so Adonai saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. 2 Samuel 3:18, so now do it, for Adonai has spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David I will deliver my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and from the hand of all their enemies. Ezekiel 36:29, so I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful. I will not bring a famine upon you. Psalm 18:28, for you save lowly people, but haughty eyes you humble. Psalm 34:19, Adonai is close to the brokenhearted and saves those crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18, the righteous cry out and Adonai hears and delivers them from all their troubles. Psalm 72:4, may he vindicate the poor of the people, save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. Psalm 106:8, yet he saved them for his name's sake to make his mighty power known. The Almighty made his mighty power known by the resurrection of Yeshua and accomplished perfect redemption for those who put their faith in him. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Savior. How have you experienced Yeshua as your Savior? The blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 36 days, which are 5 weeks and 1 day of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.